Nobody Knows, read by Donna Tartt. Looking cautiously about, George Willard arose from his desk in the office of the Winesburg Eagle and went hurriedly out at the back door. The night was warm and cloudy, and although it was not yet 8 o'clock, the alleyway back of the Eagle office was pitch dark. A team of horses tied to a post somewhere in the darkness stamped on the hard-baked ground. A cat sprang from under George Willard's feet and ran away into the night. The young man was nervous. All day he had gone about his work like one dazed by a blow. In the alleyway he trembled as though with fright. In the darkness, George Willard walked along the alleyway, going carefully and cautiously. The back doors of the Winesburg stores were open, and he could see men sitting about under the store lamps. In Meyerbaum's Notion store, Mrs. Willie, the saloonkeeper's wife, stood by the counter with a basket on her arm. Sid Green, the clerk, was waiting on her. He leaned over the counter and talked earnestly. George Willard crouched, and then jumped through the path of light that came out at the door. He began to run forward in the darkness. Behind Ed Griffith's saloon, old Jerry Bird, the town drunkard, lay asleep on the ground. The runner stumbled over the sprawling legs. He laughed brokenly. George Willard had set forth upon an adventure. All day he had been trying to make up his mind to go through with the adventure, and now he was acting. In the office of the Winesburg Eagle, he had been sitting since 6 o'clock trying to think. There had been no decision. He had just jumped to his feet, hurried past Will Henderson, who was reading proof in the print shop, and started to run along.